I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa in the morning on 98.5 KRZ.
Cutting the financial cord is what we're talking about. We have a mom that needs help, and her son is 27 years old. And here's the thing. Probably the toughest thing about being a parent is using the word no.
I bet.
And it starts at a young age, and you've got to start early and use that word. It gets so difficult, and it doesn't mean that you don't love your child. That means you do love your child.
You're helping them when you do say no.
Right?
I mean, parents that say yes all the time, you're really just enabling, and you're not helping them to actually function.
And it sounds like that's the situation here where she said yes to everything for such a long time.
Now she's helping with the phone, the car, the insurance, and other bills if he's short, but then he has money for other little extra luxury stuff, and she's like, something's not right. But does she do it all at once or do it slowly? Victoria said, here is some very harsh truth. If you hinder or prevent your child from growing and flourishing, you fail as a parent. This kid should be self-supportive by 27 and helping you out. She's like, why are parents in 2021 so unwilling or afraid to allow their offspring to mature and grow and go? I'm with you, Victoria, but it's easier said than done, I'm sure. Me as a parent, yeah, I can say that, but I'm sure it's easier said than done.
And again, having that conversation, keeping the door open if they need help, if they need assistance.
Right.
Okay, maybe they can't be totally 100% financially responsible for themselves, but just to get them going. And it seems like he's just relying too much on mom.
There's something about having to ask your folks for help. That's, to me, it always felt demeaning and awful, and
right.
I just had a pit in my stomach every time I had to do it. That's good. You should feel bad. I don't know. I felt like that's the proper way to feel. Like Laura says, teach him how to make a budget. Make him do one and stick to it. Make sure you let him know you are not a free bank. Back him up, but write it down. Make him accountable and make him borrow from you if you have to bail him out. And then do make him pay it back. Laura said, my parents were always there for me. Same girl. She said, thankfully, I always had a really big sense of guilt if I owed them money. I feel you.